Welcome to episode 373 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Mark 15, verses 6 to 15. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again asked, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Barabbas, as the passage indicates, was a criminal who had led a band of rebels against the Roman occupation. During their act of rebellion, he had killed someone. He was jailed for murder and for insurrection against the Roman government. Not much else is mentioned about him in Scripture, except that he was the man chosen to be released by Pilate instead of Jesus. Other historical documents provide no proof as to what became of him after his release. We don't know if he committed more crimes, decided to go straight, or maybe even decided to believe in Jesus. History is silent about it. And in a way that is appropriate. It is appropriate because Barabbas is a prophetic picture of each of us. At this time in Israel's history, the people were anxiously looking for the Messiah who would restore their former glory and free them from Roman oppression. Because of this, there were many who sought to rise to the occasion, only to fail in their attempts. We cannot know for sure if Barabbas ever claimed such a title, but he at least participated in revolts seeking Israel's freedom. The New Testament authors describe him as notorious, a rebel, a murderer, an insurrectionist, and a robber. None of these terms are endearing or give you a feeling that this man had any redeeming qualities. The release of a Jewish prisoner was customary before the Feast of Passover. The Roman governor granted clemency to one criminal as an act of goodwill toward the Jews whom he governed. The choice Pilate set before them could not have been more clear-cut. A high-profile killer and a rabble-rouser who was unquestionably guilty, or a teacher and miracle worker who was demonstrably innocent. In John 18 verses 39 to 40, Pilate addresses the crowd, "But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." When we look at the gospel, we are very much like Barabbas. The Bible tells us our hearts are wicked and seeking evil at all times. We are notorious sinners in God's eyes who rebel against his commands. Not only that, but we rob God of his glory and harbor murder in our heart. In short, we are just as bad as Barabbas, deserving of every just penalty God brings our way. Our outward deeds may not be as heinous as his, but our hearts are just as rebellious and sinful. Barabbas had committed crimes worthy of punishment, yet another paid the penalty for his deeds. In the same way, we have all committed sin and were deserving of eternal death, because the wages of sin is death. Yet Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. The name Barabbas means son of a father. As a sinner, he was a child of the devil. In contrast, Jesus was the son of the Father. We too were sons and daughters of the evil one before we accepted Jesus as our Savior. Once we were born again, we became children of the Father. The future choices of Barabbas are not told to us, but we know he had the same choice that any of us are faced with: what to do with Jesus. If he chose wisely and believed in Jesus, we will see him in heaven, and we can rejoice together about the restoration of our lives. However, if he did not make that wise choice, Barabbas will just be another name not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Note what Jesus says about who he is and what he offers. John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." John 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 17, verse 3, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 5, verse 21, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes." John 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in all its fullness." Jesus offers peace, but so often we choose strife, conflict, trouble, discord, and rebellion. Jesus offers truth, but so often we choose error or fall for deception. Jesus offers life, but so often we choose death. Jesus offers that which lasts, the eternal, but so often we choose the temporary, the fleeting, the provisional. Jesus offers us fullness, abundance. He offers us not just life, but a life of thriving. But so often we choose to languish. Jesus offers himself, and yet we say, "Give us Barabbas." Pilate seems to have been surprised at the crowd's insistence that Barabbas be set free instead of Jesus. The governor stated that the charges against Jesus were baseless and appealed to the crowd three times to choose sensibly. But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. Pilate released Barabbas and handed over Jesus to be scourged and crucified. When faced with a choice between Jesus and Barabbas, it was easy for the crowd to ask for Barabbas because he was just like them. Sure, Jesus was innocent, healing people and talking about God's kingdom, but he was doing nothing to bring down the Roman Empire. At least Barabbas was fighting, so they thought. He was giving the people what they wanted, so he fit right in. Again, that's us in our sin. We fit right in with the world. Silent, Jesus took Barabbas' place and died in his stead. Jesus should have been the one walking away as a free man, but it was the criminal whose trespasses were forgiven. So Jesus goes to Golgotha, where he's crucified between two thieves, who very likely could have been Barabbas' companions. But not only did Jesus take Barabbas' place, he also took ours. He died on the cross for our sins. Barabbas is a visual representation of what Christ did on our behalf. He took the place of a wicked sinner so that that sinner might live. In like manner, Jesus bore the penalty for our sin so that we might live to God and walk in newness of life. That is the point of the cross. That is the point of Barabbas. This is the beauty of the gospel. Father, the choices available to Barabbas are available to us all. Surrender to God in grateful acknowledgement of what Christ has done for us, or spurn the gift and continue living apart from the Lord. Help us to choose wisely. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.